Children, did you understand what happened in the story of Elisha the prophet? The king of Syria wanted to catch Elisha. And imagine, he sent a whole army to catch the man of God. And the army came by night and surrounded the town where Elisha was. So when Elisha's servant woke up in the morning and looked out, they were surrounded by an enemy army, and he was worried. But Elisha said to him, "Fear not, don't be worried. Because," Elisha said, "there are more soldiers on our side than there are on their side." And then he prayed to the Lord to open his servant's spiritual eyes, and he saw. And he saw, what did he see? He saw that the whole mountain where the city was covered with horses and chariots of fire. The armies of heaven were all around Elisha, protecting him and keeping him safe. And after that, he wasn't worried. You might remember some other stories in the Word about armies of heaven. Like our recitation, John saw the Lord riding on a white horse and the armies of heaven following him on white horses, dressed in fine linen, white and clean. It tells how they went out to battle against the dragon's beasts and cast them into the lake of fire so that heaven would be peaceful and safe from the dragon and his beasts. And you might remember the story of Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon and his angels and how they threw them out of heaven, again, so that there would be peace and order in heaven and people in heaven would be safe from the dragon. Or you might remember the story of Jesus in Gethsemane. When he was being arrested, one of his disciples drew his sword to protect Jesus, but Jesus said, "No, no, put your sword away. Don't you think that if I wanted to, I could ask my Father and he would send me right away 12 legions of angels, a huge army from heaven to protect me?" But he said, "Then the scripture wouldn't be fulfilled." But the Lord knew that the armies of heaven were ready and waiting. They're there. And they're here right now protecting us. One more story we can think of is the Christmas story, when the angel came to the shepherds and the glory of the Lord shone all around them and they were sore afraid. What was the first thing the angel said? "Fear not. Don't be afraid." And he said, "The reason we don't have to be afraid is because the Savior, the Lord, is born and he's going to save us from the evil spirits. He is going to protect us." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host. Host means army. You can picture those angels with swords and spears and shields. They're part of the Lord's army, there to protect us and keep us safe. So we can see, and the Lord himself is called Yehovah Tzva'oth in Hebrew, the Lord of armies, many times in the prophets. So you can see that there are armies in heaven. There are soldiers. That's one of the jobs we can do when we come to heaven. And we read in the Heavenly Doctrine about the employments of the angels, and a lot of them have to do with protecting people while we're dying. The Lord says his angels to keep the evil spirits far away from us. Keep the worries that they would give in our minds, keep them away from us so we are in peace. When we arrive in the spiritual world, when we wake up, the Lord says his angels to protect us. We're afraid when we first wake up there because we don't know where we are. The angels are with us and they help us find our way. The angels are sent by the Lord down into the hells even because he loves even the evil spirits to keep them from hurting each other more than they absolutely have to do in order to learn not to do bad things. The angels keep them under control. The angels are sent by the Lord to be with us right now, all of our life, to ward off the evil spirits and to inspire good affections and thoughts and thus good actions in our lives to help us prepare for heaven. So what is the job of a good soldier or policeman? It's to keep us safe. It's to preserve the peace. That's a very, very important job because the problem is evil spirits are around and they're always trying to stir us up to do nasty things to each other, take away other people's things. So we need soldiers and we need policemen to keep us safe. The Lord says that the job of being a soldier is one of the highest, best jobs people can do in this world. The Lord says in the heavenly doctrine that it is written on the human heart that we should love our country more than ourselves. And it is a noble thing if a soldier gives up his life, lays down his life, as Jesus did, to save his country. And a glorious thing for a soldier to shed his blood in defense of his country. So a soldier who does these things because he loves his country and because he loves his fellow soldiers, trying to help keep them safe too, soldier who dies in battle like that, the Lord lifts him up to heaven, and he has a place in the Lord's heavenly host, a great job, a great mission to do for the Lord and with his fellow soldiers there. Now, you can think of this world as being like a training camp for soldiers, for the Lord's soldiers, sort of like a boot camp, you could say, just like soldiers have to do lots of exercises, push-ups and running and marching and all kinds of other things to get fit to be able to serve in the army. So similarly, we have to go through lots of spiritual exercises to lose the parts of us that we don't need and to become fit and strong to be able to serve in the Lord's army. Especially, of course, to restrain the evil spirits, to recognize them, to spot them, and to say no to them firmly so that they cannot stir us up to do things that destroy the peace and that hurt other people. A soldier in his training needs to learn to respect his commanding officer and respond quickly and efficiently when he's given an order. Well, that's very much like what we need to do. We need to learn to hear the voice of our commanding officer and respond quickly and eagerly when he gives us a command, to recognize his voice, to hear it loud and clear, and know what he wants us to do and do it promptly. That's just like a soldier, a good soldier. And similarly, soldiers need to learn to work together. They can't be independent operators on the battlefield, or the army will have no strength. They need to work together as a unit. They need to learn to love each other as fellow soldiers and have each other's backs and protect each other. And that's just what we need to learn on earth in order to be ready to be part of the heavenly societies, to protect each other, especially, of course, to protect each other from the evil spirits inspiring us to do and say ugly things toward other people. We want to keep each other safe. We want to learn to work together as a team for the Lord and from the Lord. In the heavenly doctrine, the Lord says that people who have loved their country and served their country because they love their country, in the other life, when they wake up in heaven, they love to serve their country there, and now their country is the Lord's kingdom. And so they become good servants in the Lord's kingdom, and the Lord gives them important, noble jobs to do that make a difference protecting his kingdom. Well, that's what the Lord wants for each of us too. So it's a very good thing for us to have Veterans Day once a year to think about the example of the soldiers who have protected and are protecting our country, and think about how we too can protect our country in this world by living as good citizens, working together with each other and obeying our commanding officer. In that way, we're preparing to be good soldiers in the Lord's kingdom forever, too. Amen.